Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are more than 300,000 Massachusetts customers without electricity this morning, thanks to the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Marcy Reed, president of National Grid Massachusetts, joins us on the line now to talk about what happens today to get those people back online. Marcy, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, thanks for having me today.
Let me ask you, what are the numbers right now for National Grid? How many of your customers are without power?
As of 6 a.m. this morning, our count was 209,000 customers still without power.
And where are most of those folks? Are they scattered around, or are there spots where it's worse than others?
They are indeed scattered around the entire Commonwealth. However, most of them are in the eastern portion and most of those in the southeast.
How many crews do you have out there working this morning to restore the power?
Well, restoration will begin later today. Yesterday we were in storm mode. Today we will start the damage assessment, and then the crews will start at that point. Some are already out. Others will come out at daylight. And we have in the neighborhood of just over 500 crews.
And you have people from out of state working with your own crews, as I understand it.
We do. I was in Marlboro with crews yesterday from New Brunswick, Canada, Georgia, Texas. They've come from all over the country, and this is a massive storm, as you know, across the whole eastern seaboard.
So what do these crews have to do today? What's involved in the typical outage that needs to be done in order to get the power back on, if there is such a thing as a typical outage?
Well, whereas yesterday was a hurry-up-and-wait day, today is all about a detailed damage assessment. They'll go out, they'll figure out exactly what are the problems, and from that it gives us the ability to allocate the crews to particular damaged areas. And so they'll be doing everything from restoring the utility poles on the side of the road where the wires have come down. They'll be clearing trees that have come off, although a lot of that happened during the night. They'll be addressing the large transmission lines that have come down in the right-of-ways, and they'll be looking at our substations, which have also incurred some damage.
And how do you prioritize what gets done first?
Well, we're able to do a lot of it at the same time, although the biggest priority are the transmission lines, because without those, the backbone of the system, we have no power along the streets anyway. From there, we go to our substations, which are along the sides of the road. You see those in various towns, and then from there, we go out along the streets. Having said that, we can do a lot of it in parallel, but it's most important to get those transmission lines back.
How does it seem to be going so far, the response to the storm?
Well, today, again, will be the first day of our restoration. However, I'm very pleased with some of the small amounts of restoration we were able to do yesterday. I think we're doing a better job communicating than we might have done last time. We've gotten some positive feedback from the town officials that we're working with, and so time will tell, but I think we're doing a good job, and we've got a lot ahead of us today.
Do you feel a little bit under the microscope, so to speak, because of the criticism that you and the other utilities received after the storms earlier this year about how quickly or not you were able to get power back on?
Well, a little bit, Bob, but in all honesty, the crews are out there working as hard as they can. We're communicating to the best of our ability. The administration, the Department of Public Utilities, the other state officials all know our plans. So we're working in great partnership with them and the other utilities to get this thing back on.
You know, and I know that for folks without power this morning who are listening to this interview, they're all sitting there saying, Bob, you have not asked the question that I want you to ask yet, which is,
when?
How long am I going to be out?
That's right. Everyone asks that question. Well, I don't know the answer. Today is the damage assessment day. We will get a size of that today. We will start delivering estimated times of restoration today. So they can go onto the website to find the estimated time of restoration. They can get a text message by texting STORM to NGRID. And so we'll have a better picture of that today, although I think we're going to make some very good progress as the day moves on.
And for those people who are able to go to the website, who are seeing that line that says still assessing in terms of how long it's going to be before they get their power back on, I guess you would say to them, be patient, we'll get to you.
Well, I would, but again, damage assessment actually starts today. So yesterday, it was all about waiting out the storm. Today, we will actually change those lines where it says still assessing. We will populate it with an estimated time of restoration, and that's what they need to hold us to.
Marcy Reed, thank you very much. Good luck.
Bob, thanks for having me.